I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A cancer diagnosis affects not only the patient, but also family members, particularly those who take on the role of caregiver. Dr. Catherine Sturba is here to talk about the challenges of being a cancer caregiver and also resources available to help. Dr. Sturba is a professor of public health sciences at MUSC. Dr. Sturba, tell us about the importance of cancer caregivers.
We have over 6 million individuals in the United States serving as a cancer caregiver. Cancer caregivers are defined as those who are informal, unpaid family members and friends who provide cancer-related support.
And what roles do these caregivers typically take on to support a loved one with cancer?
Caregivers often provide emotional support, such as helping with anxiety around the diagnosis. They also provide practical support, such as transportation to appointments and help with meals and household chores. Also, as cancer care has shifted over the years into the outpatient setting, often with our patients receiving multiple types of treatment that have challenging side effects, caregivers now take on more complex medical and nursing tasks, such as medications, wound care, or feeding tube management in the home setting.
And how do caregiver roles typically change over the course of diagnosis, treatment, and the post-treatment phase?
Caregivers tend to provide emotional support throughout all phases of cancer care. At diagnosis, caregivers may provide extra support for coping with one's diagnosis and making treatment decisions. During treatment, caregivers may provide practical support and also help with the management of side effects and symptoms. And finally, after treatment, caregivers may shift to help support next steps in one's recovery and follow-up care, and also often help a loved one as they find a new normal after cancer.
What are some of the biggest challenges that these caregivers face day to day?
Cancer caregiving can take a toll on caregivers' emotional, social, financial, and physical well-being. Caregivers often hide their concerns from a loved one to shield them from additional worry. And caregivers frequently, in addition to taking care of a loved one, have other work or care responsibilities.
What does it really mean then to take care of oneself realistically as a cancer caregiver?
Caregivers need to follow up with their own medical care and appointments, get enough rest, eat a healthy diet, and exercise. Also, caregivers need to make sure that they get the emotional support that they need.
And what advice can you offer to caregivers to manage these responsibilities and the role that they're playing?
Caregivers should ask for help from other family members and friends so they can take a break. Caregivers should also take advantage of support groups to talk with others who have been through similar experiences. And lastly, caregivers should talk with their loved ones' doctors and nurses about where to get the information they need, about getting help with the caregiving tasks they are taking on, and about resources to support caregivers in their health center and in the community. There are excellent printed, online, and telephone resources available for caregivers, including things like the American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, and Cancer Care.
Dr. Sturba, thanks for this information about cancer caregivers.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.